The Lord bless you richly. I'm excited you have this powerful CD in your hands. The close of 1 year has come, and thank God we have entered another year. You might have listened to this CD early of 2012, or in February, or in January, or you listened to CD as far as August, or even November 2012. No matter which time you're listening to this CD, it is an orchestration from God's presence. It's a divine plan from God's presence to help you, to empower you, to strengthen you, and to quicken you. That is why some of the things you must know, or one specific thing you must know, is that it will help you if you will play this CD the first 12 days of every month. My dear friend, want to gather every blessing, want to gather every breakthrough, want to gather everything God is doing for your life for the now. We don't want you to miss anything. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 60, the verse number 2, the Bible declares, "For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee." That is our purpose in this Power Pack prayer CD. Name, deliver me from evil. Deliver me from evil. We are going to be praying. I'm going to lead you in prayer, and I'm going to help you understand why you must win in 2012, how you must stay on the cutting edge of prayer, how you must equip yourself under the anointing and keep under the power, supernatural key of the cutting edge of prayer. It will do you good. It will change your life. It will increase you. As 2011 was coming to an end, I began to talk to the Lord, and I began to think about so many things. And the Lord began to minister back to me and reveal to me that there must be intensive prayer. The saints must pour prayer in the realm of the Spirit and put a demand on the power of God, on the favor of God, on the anointing of God, that we shall be delivered from the evil one. When you check in the Bible, Matthew chapter 6, verse number 13, we see Jesus teaching about the Lord's Prayer, the model of prayer. And then, ending it, he began to show the disciples some powerful truths that will hold until today. On the premises of this scripture, we are asking everybody all over the world, wherever you are, to get hold on the CD. Deliver me from evil. Deliver me from evil. Whilst Jesus was teaching his people how to pray, one of the things he said in number 13 is, "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." But deliver us from evil. You want to personalize this in prayer so to make meaning to you, that God should deliver you from evil. That God should deliver you from evil. We have seen how darkness has covered the earth and gross darkness the people. That is the access of evil. That is the system of evil. And every time you find evil's presence, it means God wants to do something new. And we have also seen in the Bible people that were bound by evil. One of them is the man called Jabez in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, 9 and 10. Jabez was bound by evil spirits. He was bound by forces of darkness. Jabez, evil had clamped his destiny. Evil had stopped him in so many ways. And the prayer of Jabez is nothing, but in summary, is that God, deliver me from evil. In the book of Matthew chapter 9 from 20, we also see the woman with the issue of blood. And the day he had encounter with Jesus, the blood that was flowing ceased. What was the problem? The Lord delivered her from evil. The touch was a cry of deliverance from evil. My dear friend, it's crucial and it's important that you look into your life and make a discovery. What is that area that the Lord must deliver you from evil? That the Lord must deliver you from evil. Glory be to God in the highest. If God opened your eyes to see all the evil averted, my God, if God opened your eyes to see all the bad things that didn't happen, all the evil avoided, all the evil things that did not happen, if you actually realized that all will happen to you and your family without prayer, you will be shocked. If you realize that all the bad things that would have happened to you and to your family without prayer, you would have been shocked how God has used prayer to advance your life and to make a difference in your life. If it's so crucial, and that is why, like Jabez and like the woman with the issue of blood, like the four lepers and like many other people in the Bible that triumph over evil, that triumph over darkness, that triumph over hell, that triumph over foul spirit, over disease and over sickness, is the same prayer today, is the same call. Deliver me from evil. Deliver me from evil. In the next few minutes, we'll be looking at the different areas that you need sudden and radical deliverance from the oppressions of evil. We are going to pray, and I encourage you that as you listen to this prayer along, personalize your prayer, personalize them, because God is going to reshape and shake your life for good things to happen. Number one, one of the areas that you must be delivered from evil is in the area of your family. God must deliver your family from evil. What constitutes family in your life? Your husband, your wife, your children, your cousins, extended and close family. What constitute them? It is time you pray, deliver my family from evil. Deliver my family from evil. We don't want to hear evil report. We don't want to hear bad news. We don't want to hear evil news. We want to hear good news. Lord, deliver our family from evil. I speak by the blood of Jesus, any power assigned to stop your family, to stop the progress of your family, I decree right now, you are delivered from every evil of the family. Any altar in your father's house, any kind of images, any kind of force, any satanic authority assigned to clamp you, to stop you, through your bloodline, through your blood lineage, I decree by the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, right now, Lord, deliver me from evil. Deliver me from the evil of limitation, the evil of opposition, the evil of failure, the evil of shame, the evil of disaster. Lord, deliver me from evil. This is a prayer you must pray. You must pray it supernaturally. Pray it under the anointing. Deliver me from evil. The number two area that you are trusting and yearning and praying that God will deliver you is that God must deliver you from financial limitations. I ask God that every month, the first 12 days, this is what you will listen to, that God will deliver you, that God God will deliver you from financial limitations. Many people are limited financially. Many have come under attack financially. Many are no more succeeding financially. Many have been broken down financially. Poor decisions, poor financial management, poor financial following. But tonight, by the blood of Jesus, your dream, your expectation, your desire is that Jehovah will deliver you from the evil of financial limitation. Any limitation imposed on you, imposed on your financial destiny, imposed on your financial dreams, by the blood of Jesus Christ, we reject it in the name of Jesus. We break it in the name of Jesus. Oh God, open doors. Let huge money, big money, large blessings, let it come to me. Let it come to your handmaiden. Let it come to your servant. By the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, any bad financial decision, any poor financial decision, debt, in the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and I declare by reason of the anointing that any form of financial limitation must come to an end. I reject the spirit of the God of Mammon that find its expression through money. I bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. We confront the power of Mammon. We overrule the power of Mammon. I decree increase. I decree financial supplies, financial abundance, financial opportunity in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Number three area we want to look at as you listen to this power pack, deliver me from evil prayer. I want you to understand that in this season, in this era, you must pray for your friends. But when Job prayed for his friends, his deliverance came. You must pray for your friends. Understand that your network with your friends determine your net worth in life. Glory be to God in the highest. Any satanic orchestration, any demonic scheme, any diabolic oppression assigned to break you and to stop you and scatter your friends away from you, by the blood of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Ghost, we crush those powers in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You must pray. Oh God, send me friends. Oh God, enlarge the territory of my friends. Oh God, connect me to great people. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the power of the Holy Ghost, that your friends will be established in your life, that your friends will be used of God to make a way for you, that your friends will be used of God to turn your destiny around. May Jehovah God make a way for you in the name of Jesus. Oh God, establish my friends. Help me to know who my friends really are. Establish my friends. Plant my friends. Root them in the things of the Spirit. Establish them in the Holy Ghost. Oh God, oh God, establish my friends. Bless my friends. Honor my friends. Increase my friends by the power of the Holy Ghost. And even in the name of Jesus, the number 14, I feel the anointing of my life. You want to look into is that God must deliver you from spiritual drought, spiritual dryness, spiritual limitation. God must deliver you from spiritual oppositions. Deliver me from evil. The hour has come. We pray by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus. Oh God, deliver me. deliver me from the evil of spiritual block, spiritual opposition, spiritual limitation, spiritual oppression, by the blood of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any power of spiritual drought, you power of spiritual limitation, you power of spiritual opposition, we break your influence, we break your power by the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, right where you are, feel the anointing there. As you pray this prayer, this CD, you can leave it in your CD player overnight and just let the prayers be playing. Let the anointing overrule and overtake and take charge of your destiny. Any kind of spiritual drought, any kind of spiritual barrenness, any form of spiritual opposition, any kind of spiritual limitation, any form of prayerlessness, any kind of burden to fast, by the blood of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Ghost, oh God, arise, let them be scattered. Any kind of form of spiritual limitation, any form of spiritual bondage, by the blood of Jesus, we decree it shall not work. We break their power in pieces. We set them on fire. We scatter their oppression. We nullify their activities. We neutralize their systems. In the name of Jesus, they shall not have me. They shall not have my money. They shall not have my blessings. They shall not have the anointing upon my life. They shall not have my increase. They shall not have my expansion. By the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, this deliver me from evil prayer alert has come to stay. It has come to repackage you. It has come to increase you, to lift you, to establish you. In the name of Jesus, the number 5 is divine protection. That God will protect your health. Just like Jabez, he found out in life that he wasn't protected. By reason of his name, everything had access into his life to increase his pain, until he came to that point where he wanted God to deliver him from evil. I command the power of hell, foul spirits, dark forces, dark spells, oh God, assigned to neutralize you, to paralyze you, to sabotage you, to stop you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, deliver me from any open door of the enemy to be expressed. Deliver me from every power, any power assigned against my destiny. Lord, deliver me in the name of Jesus from traps I don't see, traps I can't see. Deliver me from mysterious incidents that will expose me to darkness. In the name of Jesus, we speak protection over my life, every organ of my being. I speak protection over my home, over my children. I speak protection over my friends and my brethren. I speak protection over my business. I speak protection over all my children. And now you can lay hands on your children as you speak protection. Anoint them with oil as you speak protection. Apply the oil of deliverance as you speak protection. Provoke the mind of God. Provoke the oracles of heaven and declare protection. Let them be protected. They are going and they are coming. I speak protection. They are rising up and they are sitting down. I speak protection in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now I declare prayer number 6. The anointing and the spirit of God, we speak over your life that God would deliver you from the evil of rough traveling, the evil of bad journey, any curse of bloodthirsty spirit, any curse of evil limitations against journeys, against traveling, we take authority. Any power that will rise against your holiday moments, any power that will stand against you going to work, any power assigned against your car, any power designed against you, in the name of Jesus, let them catch fire by Spirit of God. By the Spirit of God, you power of darkness, you power of evil, in Jesus' name, I attack you by the blood of Jesus. We break your power by the blood of Jesus. I decree the guarantee of journey mercies, angelic intervention, angelic covering in every journey, in every traveling, by air, by road, by sea, by reason of the anointing. Oh God, deliver me from the evil of any air limitation. Deliver me from terrorists. Deliver me from opposition. Deliver me from any evil harassment in my journeys, in my traveling. Any member of my family, any friend, close, afar, by the blood of Jesus, I claim my deliverance. I claim it. I take possession. Oh God, mark me in all my journeys. Deliver me from evil. Deliver me from wicked people and in wicked places. Order my step. Plant me, oh God. Plant me in the counsel of the righteous. In the name of Jesus, make me a fruitful vine in all my journeys. Let me know no sorrow. In the name of Jesus, from public transport to the train and buses, in any way, let me know no sorrow. In the name of Jesus, I receive my oil of deliverance, and I decree this first 12 days of this month is my month. It's my month to be protected. It's my month to live, in the name of Jesus Christ. Prayer number 7 is the prayer of open door. I command the release of open doors over my life. Oh God, grant me access, power to enter doors, power to fulfill my destiny, power to enter doors. I command open doors. I decree open doors. Open doors in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I command open doors. Any hand, any satanic hand sent to close my open door, I cut it off by the double-edged sword. Any evil tongue sent to close my open door, I cut it by fire in the name of Jesus. Oh God, oh God, oh God. Open doors, open doors. Doors of blessings, doors of increase, doors of opportunity to express your grace upon my life, doors of creativity, doors of expansion, doors of financial blessings. Lord, open doors of business, open doors, doors, doors that will increase business profit. Open doors, doors that will bring blessing to the ministry. Open doors that will bless homes, bless my marriage, bless my dream, bless my children. Open doors. I speak by the blood of Jesus. Any door that is closed, I command it to open. Any door shut, I command it to open. Any door shut over any of my children, I command it to open. Any door shut over my family, I command it to open. In the name of Jesus, my dear friend, you must be radical. You must pray. You must trust God. You must believe God right now to deliver you from evil. Lord, deliver me from the evil people that close doors prematurely. Deliver me from the evil that move people to close doors, in the name of Jesus. Number 8, we make bold to declare any power assigned against my health, from the soles of my feet to the crown of my head. You evil, you demon of disease, you demon of sickness, I cast your roots in the name of Jesus. Oh God, deliver me from sickness. Deliver me from mind sickness, eye sickness. Deliver me from feet sickness, hand sickness. Any power, any curse, any spell assigned to stop me in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh my God, deliver me. My dear friend, that should be your prayer. That God will deliver you. That God will deliver you from bad health. That God will deliver you from poor health. That God will deliver you from premature death. That God will deliver you. Will deliver you by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray your deliverance will come. Your freedom will come. Deliver me from the evil one. Any part through disease, through sickness, in the name of Jesus, through anxiety, through emotional stress, by the name of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree the Lord deliver me from evil. Deliver me from evil. I speak against prayer number 9, the spirit of abortion. Lord, deliver me. Anything assigned to abort my dream, abort my divine purpose, abort my destiny, any power assigned to abort, oh my God, my stability, we decree in the name of Jesus. Lord, deliver me from evil. I bind the spirit of abortion, the powers that abort business, that abort dreams, that abort friendships, that abort financial decisions that will bring prosperity, be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree and I declare I will not be a victim of foul spirits, of foul doctrines. In the name of Jesus, I avert those powers in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. No abortion over my life will succeed. My health shall not be aborted. My dreams shall not be aborted. My destiny shall not be aborted. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Prayer number 10. Anointed hands, pray that the Lord will deliver you from hands that are closed. That the Lord will deliver you from hands with no responsibility. I command the release of anointed hands. Lord, grant me anointed hands. The hands that releases, the hands that blesses, the hands that will bring increase. In the name of Jesus, I receive the anointed hands. I receive. You must pray that you have the anointed hands, that anything you touch shall be blessed. Any family you touch in prayer shall be blessed. Any man you touch shall be blessed. Receive anointed hands. May God deliver you from the evil of strange hands, from the evil of dark hands. Lord, grant me anointed hands in the mighty name of Jesus. In this era, in this season, I believe, God, that you will meditate on these prayers and pray them and repeat them, that God will grant you anointed hands. Anointed hands. Prayer number 11. I decree and I declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you spirit of shortage. Oh God, deliver me from the spirit of shortage. Let me not experience it, oh God, in my finance, in my love, in my peace, in my joy, among my friends, in my children, in my spouse. In the name of Jesus, any power, any spirit, any force of shortage, we overcome it in Jesus' name. We overcome it with abundance. We overcome it with overflow. We overcome it by the blood of Jesus Christ. My dear friend, this may be your first month. I just want the anointing of the Holy Ghost to be so strong upon your life. By reason of the anointing, shortage is not your portion. Shortage is not your portion. In your family, in your dream, in your life, shortage is not your portion. We cancel the spirit of shortage. We cancel the spirit of shortage by the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, there shall not be shortage. When others are crying, you will smile. In the name of Jesus, Lord, deliver me from the spirit of shortage. Prayer number 10 is rejection. I pray that I will not be replaced by anybody. I will not be replaced by any man. I will be original. And so I decree by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I receive divine protection in the name of Jesus. Oh God, deliver me from rejection. Deliver me from them that reject me without cause. Deliver me from those that give up on me without cause. I command the release of divine protection. Divine protection. Lord, protect my dreams. Protect my future. I receive the anointing and the power for divine protection. And I receive it in the name of Jesus. I shall not be replaced. I receive it for divine protection. I will not be rejected. I shall not be replaced. By the blood of Jesus Christ and by the power of the Holy Ghost, I shall not be replaced. I shall not be rejected. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My dear friend, you have been looking at 12 most important prayers. You must pray that you will be delivered from. And right now, you've been looking at family, finance, friends, spiritual life, divine protection, travel. You must come against road rage. You must come against, in Jesus' name, car wreck. I bind the power. Lord, deliver me from evil. And we have looked at open doors. We have looked at health, abortion, anointed hands, shortage, and rejection. I pray for you by the blood of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Ghost. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. No power assigned against you shall prosper. As you stand in your house, either you're going to sleep or you are awake and you want to pray, choose this prayer seed. It will ignite fire. It will ignite power. It will ignite the flow of the oil upon your life. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My dear friend, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I want you to be radical, like the woman with the issue of blood. She said that I may touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Become radical. I want you to rise to another dimension of faith. Become radical. I speak by the blood of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Ghost that no evil shall befall your dwelling. No darkness shall stop you. No evil shall be exercised over your life. You will rise in power. You will rise in grace. You will rise in dominion. In the name of Jesus, I decree a lifting, a rising. I command stability in the name of Jesus Christ. No weapon, no power formed against you shall prosper. In Jesus' supernatural name, I decree change. I decree life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. By the Spirit of God, in the mighty name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, the Lord bless you, my dear friend. You can pray this prayer CD over and over and over and over again. And I ask in Jesus' name, may this be your winning season. May this be your glorious season. May it be your season of divine establishment. The Lord increase you. The Lord bless you. Lord, make a way for you. And as you listen, anoint yourself with oil and receive impartation of power. Receive grace for another dimension. I bless you in the name of the Lord. I decree increase. I decree expansion in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless your family. Right now, I hope you are using the anointing oil to anoint your head and be marked for something greater and bigger. You are covered in the blood. You are sealed in the anointing. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. The Lord bless you. The Lord increase you. Jehovah honor you. Jehovah establish you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you are blessed, my friend, and I decree you are delivered from the evil one. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 God bless you, my dear friend. I'm excited you've been listening to this prayer, this power pack. Deliver me now prayer. access of heaven in Jesus' name, that lifting, opportunity, expansions will come your way. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord establish you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You are so blessed, so anointed. Glory be to God. We thank God for everyday opportunities, for everyday people, and for everyday breakthrough. It is really a breakthrough to rise up in the anointing. May you be delivered from the evil one. My dear friend, I again want to invite you to the Global Virtual Church TV. When you log on to that website, you will see the preaching going on and over and over and over. I will release glory, I will release power, I will release expansion upon your life. You will never go down, you will only rise. You are anointed to rise in power. The Lord bless you. The Lord establish you. The Lord honor you. The Lord make a way for you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You are so blessed, my dear friend. You are rising in power. You are stepping into your territory. In the name of Jesus, with the winning anointing, you will never go down. The Lord bless you. The Lord increase you. Jehovah make a way for you. Jehovah profit you. Jehovah impact your life. God bless you. And my dear friend, you stay blessed and keep enjoying the prayer time, because it will lift you to another dimension of prayer power. In the name of Jesus Christ, I have prayed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and I decree and declare, all is well and all shall be well. You stay blessed. Merry Christmas. And you stay blessed now and forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are blessed.